listening for, read, listen, and choose the correct answer.
The future of a green world took place last summer, when a group of young pioneering activists put themselves into living the way people in America did 3,000 years ago. A blog was created to share about this extreme and unique experience. Johan Kandel, 22 years old now, is with us tonight. Johan, welcome. What can you tell us about the opportunity you had to kind of go back in time and experience what life was like 3,000 years ago? How did you know about it?
Well, it was a joint project between my dad's company and the local university. Mr. Douglas, who is a history professor, had some theories about the way wildlife had developed and how other types of life affected its development. And I was just about to finish college when my dad came to me saying it'd be a great try to start getting involved in real work matters, and Mom didn't have to insist on it. She always agreed with the idea.
What kind of training did you do to get prepared for it?
Well, it all was pretty intense. You know, all the courses available would have suited me, but due to the fact that I was not able to do anything else apart from college work, I didn't register for any. And because of that, I tried talking to all the people at college who have a PhD, but had no luck. They were on the go all the time, and it made it impossible for me to do that. They all did something nice, though. They let me borrow books from the library, and they told me which to take home. So lots of reading was my everyday must-do activity.
So, what was life like back then?
Well, there is nothing compared to experiencing it yourself. I mean, we had to learn how to grow food, start a fire using no matches or lighters, and the strongest part, I think, was that we had to use straw, mud, branches, and tree bark to build a house to live in. If I had to describe it, I would just say hard work. We also had to work out a way to make furniture. Of course, none was perfectly built and our rooms were not cozy at all, but at least, and with a huge effort, we could get a nice temperature so working at night, typing down our thoughts and findings before sending our reports via email was not that bad.
You had internet connection?
Yes, we did, but just for doing that and nothing else.
I believe you wore quite unique clothes.
Yeah, some fellow students helped us collect them. It was funny because we were always wearing many colors and different combinations, but it was okay. We knew what could happen to them. You know, living in those conditions would make our clothes torn very easily. I could have done better if I'd taken my favorite sneakers with me, but they were not tight, pretty loose actually, so they were great for the occasion.
What can you tell us about the work you did there?
Some weeks before the kickoff, an experienced team from the college office helped us organize everything. I like working with them because they never miss a detail. And most of the physical activity was done at the campus 2 days before we set off, when the logistics team had to load up the lorry and the vans with all the stuff we would need. The moment we got to the set area, I somehow realized that doing my job would be as enjoyable as usual and, on the other hand, exploring the area and getting used to living in such conditions would require a lot of both physical and mental strength.
And what did you do for leisure?
Not many options to choose from, really. We would always listen to the radio and sleep, but when it was cooking time, we didn't really know what to do, and we had to figure out how to do the cooking at the moment. So spending more time on that would have been great. You know, having the same food taste all the time is not that attractive. And looking back on it, we never tried reaching a cooking program on the radio. That would have been of great help.
So, can you tell it was a valuable experience? I mean, I know it was all a research project, but has your point of view of nature changed as a human being?
Oh, what a question. Well, yeah, I think anyone could get any sort of information about nature and how it has changed over time. But in my particular point of view, I don't think we'll ever get to understand what life was really like that far back. What I can tell is that every person on this planet must appreciate and respect any kind of life, say, feeling sympathetic, because animals and green life are not coming over our land. We have been coming over theirs. So now that I've had a taste of what the natural world is like, I'll try to make a difference.
So, are you a different person now?
Yeah, sort of.